I am Liza Newburn, and I am interviewing my grandma on her experience with the civil rights movement. The first question. Were you affected by the civil rights movement?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Were your parents affected by the civil rights movement?
Not that I know of.
How was attending school during the civil rights movement?
It didn't affect me because I was in a segregated school and we all got along. We all were friends and we were young and nothing was really going on. We were friends and we had fun.
What did you do with your friends?
We learned together. We did after school activities, play guitar, soccer. Any normal after school activities, we got along in school, went to parties, we danced a lot, lip synced a lot, and roller skated.
Were there any fights because of your school being segregated?
Not that I knew of. None of my friends were. We all got along.
Did you have any friends that you or your parents or society did not approve of because of what was happening?
No, we were always, we always got along with people, no matter what race. We were brought up to be caring and loving, no matter what race, no matter what creed or poverty level. We were just raised that way to respect one another, and that's how my friends were, too. We all got along.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Elkton, Maryland.
How did that change your outlook about the movement?
I didn't quite understand it. I didn't understand why people could not accept people just because they were a different color. It was sad to me. I cried a lot when I saw the news. My parents made me watch the news, because they thought it was important to know what was going on outside of our happy little world. We lived in a small town, and I don't remember anything bad happening. We just played, and summer times were the best. We played till it was time to go into bed.
Did you ever fight for equality?
Not really.
Like protesting?
No, I did not.
What were you taught in school about the movement?
We, of course, learned mostly about Martin Luther King and his peaceful ways, Rosa Parks for her standing up. In Elkton, we were taught to respect one another, that people were intelligent no matter what the race. People had a chance no matter what the race. We lived in America, and it stood for equality, and everybody had a chance as long as you worked for it.
What do you remember from the civil rights movement?
I remember watching the news and being sad, not understanding why there was so much violence, how there could be so much hate with people that didn't know each other, how people could just hate one another before they didn't even know. And to me, it was sad and a total waste of time. And I always thought people could be friends if they just took the time to say hello and ask how you are. And I always thought it was sad.
What were your parents' views on the movement? Did their view impact yours?
Yes, it did. That's why I was sad, because they felt the same way I did. I was raised to care about people, respect people, and just treat each other as humans. Treat each other the way you want to be treated. And that's how I was raised, and that's how I tried to raise my children, and I hope they have some of that in them.
What is one thing you will never forget about the civil rights movement?
The assassination of Martin Luther King and the segregation of schools. I remember watching those boys and girls going into school for the first time and being afraid.
Why will you never forget about the assassination of Martin Luther King?
Because I thought it was sad. He was a great man, and he tried to do good things. He was a man of God that is peace and love, and I just thought it was sad that somebody would hate him so much for doing the right thing.
Okay.